Today we've arrived at the forest of Bahulavan, famous because of the cow named Bahula. One day this beautiful cow Bahula was walking through the pasturing grounds and somehow or other she encountered a fierce tiger. The tiger captured her, attacked her, and threatened to kill her and devour her. Bahula looked at the tiger and pleaded, "I will allow you to eat me. However, do me one favor, and at least let me feed my calf one last time, and then I surely will come back and allow you to devour me." The tiger, seeing Bahula's sincerity, acquiesced to her request. Bahula went back. As she went back to the dwelling place, she explained the situation to her calf, and her Brahmin owner also understood of the whole situation. When the calf of Bahula heard her predicament, the calf said, "I will not allow you to go back and die. Instead, I will go and I will die." And when the Brahmin also heard of the whole situation, he resolved that he would go and sacrifice his life so that the cow and the calf could remain safe. When they all arrived at that place, ready to sacrifice whatever it took, then they had found that Krishna had appeared there and the tiger had transformed into Yamaraj. Yamaraj had come to test whether Bahula would keep her word, whether she would maintain her honesty, her integrity, and her simplicity. Here in Bahulavan, we're remembering the simplicity of Bahula. Are we simple or are we complicated? Are we sincere or are we crooked? Are we straightforward or are we cunning? Vrindavan is for the simple, sincere, and straightforward souls. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur once famously commented, "Saralata Vaishnavatva, simplicity is Vaishnavism." And as you walk around Vrindavan, if you keep your eyes open, then you will see how simple the Brajabasis are in their lifestyle, how simple they are in their dealings with others, how simple they are in their mindset and mentality, and how simple and pure they are in their faith in Krishna. One has to be innocent like a child to go back to the playground of God.